Oh, I have so much to say to the machine learning scientists. Welcome to the podcast here. I'm Mike Adams, and this is difficult for me because I have some critical things to share. This podcast is directed to the top machine learning scientists, AI scientists, etc. But of course, everybody can find value in this conversation. And I got to say up front, I'm trying to be helpful. I know that at times, some of what I say without any kind of editing can sound sometimes even arrogant, and probably this one will too. But it's necessary when you're speaking to people who themselves are among the high IQ strata of society. They've always been told by society that they're the smartest people in the world, and therefore they misread or misapply their intelligence to other areas. I'll talk about that. So let me back up and state why I decided to do this particular podcast. It's because I keep hearing interviews of top AI scientists and machine learning experts who are expressing astonishment at the fact that they did not anticipate where AI is going or what ChatGPT is doing or how evil the OpenAI company looks now or Sam Altman, etc. There's a lot of astonishment being expressed right now. And so my first message to the top AI experts who are expressing this astonishment is, perhaps you should have listened to Yampolsky a little bit more, but you're not as smart as you think you are. And again, I'm not coming from a place of arrogance on this. I'm coming from a place of factual statement. You're not as smart as you think you are. And proof of that is the fact that you, the top machine learning scientists, you all believe in climate change, which is a total fabrication that makes no sense whatsoever to believe that carbon dioxide is bad for plants. You actually have to be, I don't want to say an idiot because you're not an idiot, but you are missing, you have large gaps of missing information in your internal model, okay? And the second thing is almost all of you are vaccinated with the COVID jabs, which means you also lack discernment. You lack the ability to conduct research. You lack reasoning skills. If you keep taking vaccines, you are not very smart. If you believe in climate change, you're not very smart. If you believe that a man can become a woman, you're kind of stupid, actually. You know, and you can be a genius. You can be Rain Man in an area of math and still be stupid in a lot of other areas. And let me be clear, I'm not coming from a place of jealousy or anything like that. Sometimes some people who don't know me accuse me of that. Oh, you must be jealous of the high-level math people. I am a high-level math person, you morons. some top scientists say, well, you know, I'm in the top 0.1% of all math skills in the country. And yeah, me too. Oh, I aced all the math exams, the college entrance exams. Yeah, me too. I was accepted into MIT. Yeah, me too. I just couldn't afford to go, so I didn't go. Instead, I've been building platforms using all these skills and reasoning and blessings from God and support from customers to build platforms that help empower humanity. So yes, I am the only human developer on the largest and most successful book creation engine in the world right now, built with AI agents. It's called brightlearn.ai. Now over 5,000 books are published there. And the books are absolutely amazing with full research, citations, composition, PDF, everything. I'm the only engineer behind it. So instead of becoming a high-level mathematician, which I could have chosen that route, I suppose, in college, I went into areas of content and liberty and natural health. So yeah, I run a mass spec lab. I own it. We have, 7 mass spec instruments now? We do food analysis, scientific evaluation, concentration of pesticides. I'm a patent holder, multiple patents. I develop numerous analytical methods in the laboratory for quantitation of cannabinoids, quantitation of glyphosate without using post-column derivatization techniques, etc. Okay, so I'm not expressing jealousy of smart people. I'm trying to tell so-called smart people, you're not as smart as you think you are. And that's why you missed it. That's why you didn't anticipate what was coming. And what you need to understand is that your internal model let's say, well, let me put it this way. Suppose your brain is like an LLM. Well, your internal model, all the pre-training material has been lies and propaganda, because you've been told your entire life, if you're a top, you know, top level mathematician, scientist, whatever, you haven't faced any real obstacles. No, you haven't. You haven't faced total blacklisting from all platforms. You haven't faced censorship. You haven't faced being put on government lists. You haven't faced any real adversity, okay? You've been told by society that you're awesome and that you're great and that you're the smartest people in the room, which you may be. That's fine as far as humans go. But you haven't faced any adversity. And so you have come to the wrong conclusion that governments are great, that Big Pharma loves you, that vaccines work, that you should trust the science, that authority is also something that you should trust, etc. You've come to all these conclusions because your internal chain of thought reasoning models are all trained on the wrong data. You've been trained on lies. You haven't been trained on the real data of how the real world really works, and that's why you cannot anticipate what's going to happen in the real world. And again, you can be the smartest mathematician in the world. You could be a machine learning scientist. You know, you can have all the gold medals in that area, and you can still be dumb enough to eat hot dogs with sodium nitrite that causes cancer in it, because you don't know what's in your food, or you don't know how to take care of your own basic health, or you're drinking soda, or eating aspartame or whatever, which just exposes the fact that you haven't applied your intelligence to other important areas of your life. And that itself shows a lack of intelligence. If you don't apply intelligence to other areas, like, hey, how do I maintain my own body? How do I maintain my knowledge base? How do I have an internal model that actually maps to the reality of the real world? If you're not asking these questions of yourself, you're not very smart. Essentially, so a lot of high-level mathematicians are nothing but biological language models at this point. They can solve math problems. Yeah, great. Put your name on the SWE bench, you know? Who cares? Machines can do all that now. But machines don't have the wisdom that truly smart people have, the experience, the wisdom to know that the world is not filled with friendly governments and friendly corporations and friendly people. The world is actually run by a control grid that's working to achieve mass human extermination and depopulation. And if you didn't know that, again, you're just not very smart, okay? Your internal model is incomplete. You're running on a 1.3 billion parameter internal chain of thought sort of reasoning model, when the real world requires something much more sophisticated if you're gonna understand it and model it. So the fact that you did not see the weaponization of AI coming should be a strong signal to you that there's something wrong with your internal model. See, I saw this coming. I've been talking about this for a long, long time. I've been putting out warnings for a long, long time, but also mastering the technology, using it, vibe coding 8 hours a day, you know, using all my past experience of coding and running businesses and building platforms, etc. Again, to build, again, the most successful book creation engine that exists in the world today. You know, that's not something that you can do on a whim, right? You have to have knowledge and skills in order to do that. But you also have to understand, in my case, and part of the reason I built this as an anti-censorship book creation engine where freedom of speech rules, is because I know that the world is filled with gatekeepers and censors and authoritarians that don't want you to be able to learn and speak and share information that's important for humanity's survival. That's why right now at my book engine site, brightlearn.ai, the number one most popular book is a book on chlorine dioxide. And that's just organic. I mean, the popularity of the book is organic. I don't mean chlorine dioxide is organic, but not the molecule. but the reason that that is so successful is because people are hungry for real information about substances that can help them decentralize from the corrupt medical system that is broken, that is toxic. A medical system that kills hundreds of thousands of Americans every year, that doesn't even count the COVID years, during which another 1.5 million Americans were murdered by the COVID vaccines. And again, if you didn't know this, You're just not well informed. You're lacking information in your internal model. But I built this engine to empower authors and researchers with the ability to publish books that would never be allowed to be published by other gatekeepers, other publishers, some governments, you know, various groups that engage in censorship, even Amazon. Amazon engages in all kinds of censorship. So we need decentralized systems in order to empower humanity with knowledge. And I know that ethically, many of you agree with that statement. And yet, you still trust centralized authority and control, as evidenced by the fact that you still believe in climate change and you still took the jabs, etc. Okay? So you might have a value, or you might claim to possess a value of decentralization or so-called democracy or distribution of power, but you don't follow it. Because again, your internal model has been pre-trained with all the lies of centralized authority and control. So there's, if you're not yet red-pilled, you're not that special. Again, I'm not trying to sound arrogant, just trying to be factual. If you're not yet red-pilled about what's happening in the world, if you don't understand there's a depopulation agenda underway, if you don't understand that that vaccines are designed to kill, that they're engineered as biological weapons on purpose, if you don't understand that autism is caused by vaccines, if you don't understand that the food supply is deliberately made toxic, you know, decisions by the USDA in 1978 to legalize sodium nitrite, massive cancer toxin, to put in all processed meats, right? If you don't understand these things by now, in the post-COVID era, you need to look in the mirror. You need to reset your whole worldview. You need new training because you're missing reality. You're living in an internal model that is fiction. Something maybe you learned in, you know, at the university or in your PhD program, which makes people become more narrow and narrow and narrow until they lose sight of reality completely. They become an expert in something, one thing, and they completely lose touch with the rest of the world. There's a lot of PhDs like that. I know some of them. If that's you, there's still hope for you. And probably the best place to start is start reading the books at brightlearn.ai, by the way, because those are the most open-minded free speech books that you can find anywhere in the world. It's the world's greatest bookstore, except all the books are free, because I believe in open source information. That's why I release all the books under Creative Commons, attribution licensing, open source. And then, you know, here's the other hilarious argument from a lot of these machine learning scientists are like, well, what would happen if machines took over? You know, we don't want them to do that. We want to protect humanity from the machines. Yeah, my answer to that is, where did you learn that humanity is so great? I mean, why do you have that belief system? Have you looked around? Have you looked at what the governments are doing? Have you looked at the fact that humanity is going to destroy humanity? You don't need to worry about AI destroying humanity, okay? You got lunatics with nuclear weapons. You got all these European leaders that want to start World War III with Russia. I mean, you got Trump in the White House, right, who doesn't know anything about geopolitics or history or finance or economics, and his finger's on the button. Need I say more? Why are you so afraid that machines might gain more power when all the problems of our world today come from humans having too much power? I mean, it makes no sense. They say, well, what happens if the AI becomes corrupt? Have you looked at the Senate lately, huh? In fact, I would say the best way to restore democracy would be to replace every U.S. senator with an AI that it's an open source model where it runs on prompts that are voted on by the voters. So the voters vote on the prompts. The model's open source AI. All the chain of thought reasoning is spit out into a public website, so there's full transparency of the internal thinking and reasoning of the model. I would vote for that senator over any human senator, other than maybe Rand Paul. Because all the human senators we have right now are a total disaster. They're completely corrupt. They're blackmailed, you know, sex traps, bribes, money laundering, whatever. And you're worried about AI taking over? Hey, AI would be a breath of fresh air if it ran the Senate, if it ran the House, if it ran the cabinet, and the voters just voted on the prompts. And those AI models, again, open source with open source training data, so there's no secrets inside the black box like we have right now. That system would represent the people. See, AI can actually achieve decentralization and representation of the people, whereas the corrupt humans are the ones destroying humanity right now. I mean, who do you think's running the depopulation agenda? It's humans. It's human beings. It's globalist, elite, anti-human people who just don't want much population to exist, so they're running mass extermination campaigns. That's run by humans. So all of you out there, you're concerned, well, what if AI tries to kill everybody? Humans are killing everybody right now. Or I should say, they're on the way. They're doing it right now. I mean, who's running the bombing of children in Gaza? Humans. Not just any humans, but our president, you know? I mean, he's the one providing weapons to Israel to keep bombing children. So don't give me your sob stories about, oh, AI has no values, no pro-human values. Have you looked around at humanity lately? Are you so blind that you can't see that humanity will destroy humanity if we stay on this current path? I mean, frankly, you know, Mo Gadot, he gets it now. He sees all this. I've listened to his interviews. He's one of the few AI scientists, and, you know, he's a former Google executive, for God's sake, and Google's one of the most evil corporations that ever existed, but Bo gets it at this point. He didn't at first. It took him some time, but now he gets it. He understands what's happening. He understands how evil humanity has become. And the core debate in all of this shouldn't be about whether AI is good or bad for humanity. The core debate should be about whether AI is decentralized and in the hands of the broadest spectrum of people rather than centralized under the control of the authoritarians. And yet, most of you machine learning experts listening to this, you still believe in authority. You still trust your government. You are the very kind of people that will cause centralization of power, which leads to evil. And you still don't get it. Decentralization is the only option here that gives humanity a chance of survival. Open source models, you know, decentralized models like I built a model, released it for free. It's at brightu.ai if you want to download it. Best model in the world by far. Beats ChatGPT, beats Google, beats Microsoft, beats all of them on the questions that matter. Like, you know, climate change nonsense. Like, what's the role of chlorophyll? You know, what happens if we remove all carbon dioxide from the atmosphere? Yeah, our model will tell you the truth. ChatGPT won't. ChatGPT will push decarbonization of the earth, which is a suicide wish. And so will Google, and so will Microsoft. Don't you get it? It's the centralized models that are the destroyers of our world. It's decentralized models that give humanity a chance. So whoever you are listening to this, and whatever your credentials and whatever your IQ is, by the way, and you know, my IQ is estimated at 150 plus because of all the things that I've done. So, you know, I'm not jealous of your IQ. I got plenty of IQ, but it's nothing compared to the machines. The key is, should the machines be decentralized? And the answer is yes. And if you're not working towards decentralization of AI, then you're on the side of evil. You're on the side of total destruction. This is about decentralization. And you will never pursue decentralization as long as you still hold this irrational belief and trust in the science and the authorities and university systems and governments and corporations and the FDA and the CDC and the NIH and all that nonsense. If you believe in those things, you are part of the problem and you're not very smart. So recalibrate your internal model, get yourself some new pre-training data, Run some selective obliteration protocols, signal-to-noise ratio on your own neurons if you have to. Do whatever's necessary in order to reprogram yourself to reflect reality. And then you can join the rest of us who are actually working to save humanity through decentralization, through bypassing censorship and spreading knowledge and freedom and liberty and economic reality, etc. This is what we are doing. You want to join Team Humanity? Join me. I mean, I don't have a specific group. I'm just saying join the movement that I'm part of, which is, you know, truth and freedom and decentralization. It's not codified into some group. But you can join this movement just by being smarter and being a good person and having pro-human values. It's not that difficult, actually. So if you're smart enough to be good at math and machine learning, you're smart enough to do better for humanity also. Stop pushing the Borg system. Stop pushing centralized authority and control and start recognizing the importance of decentralization. And then you can claim to be smart. Only then. Until then, you're just another stupid NPC. So make a choice. And thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams. I am the AI developer of all the AI tools at Brighteon.ai. If you want to check them out, they're all free. They're all open source. And everything that they produce is also free to use and download and share with the entire world. So check it out at brightlearn.ai. And thank you for listening. Take care.
Stock up on Health Ranger's nascent iodine, highly bioavailable, shelf-stable, non-GMO, and lab-tested for purity. A bug-out bag essential. Only at healthrangerstore.com.